This is Earth and Sky on why it's a big deal to rescue a whale or other marine mammal stranded on a beach.
Every year, thousands of whales, dolphins, and porpoises are found dead or dying on beaches or floating near the shore. They've been struck by ships or gotten tangled in fishing lines, or they've been poisoned by harmful algal blooms or chemicals washed into the ocean.
That's according to Terry Rolls, director of the Marine Mammal Health and Stranding Response Program for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. She told Earth and Sky that 103 organizations in the U.S. make up what's called the National Stranding Network. Together, they respond to thousands of marine strandings every year. Rolls said that of the 1,500 whales, dolphins, and porpoises the network found stranded in 2004, nearly 1,300 had already died. Of just over 200 marine mammals stranded alive, only 5 survived and were eventually released.
100% of their environment should be in the water. They're not used to being on the beach. A lot of physiological damage happens to them the minute they start on the beach. So the time from when they hit the beach to detection and action determines often the survival.
For more information about what you can do to help protect marine mammals, come to EarthSky.org. Our thanks today to NOAA. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.